Amen. Bless you, Sherry.
We're in Psalm 78 today, this weekend, and I'm choosing from verses 37 and 38. And from the Message, it says, they could not have cared less about him. They wanted nothing to do with his covenant. And God, compassionate, forgave the sin, didn't destroy. Over and over, he reined in his anger and restrained his considerable wrath. The Amplified puts it this way. Pat, this is for you. She loves the Amplified translation. But he, full of merciful compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yes, many a time he turned his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath and indignation. It's interesting to me because as we go to the Word, we don't just go to the Word for information and history, though Psalm 78 is really just a story of the Israelites. But we go to the Word to learn who God is, to get to know him, to get to know his character. So here we are in Psalm 78, and we're here for several days. We're told the story of Israel. What is the takeaway? What is God trying to reveal in these passages about himself? Oh my, we read the Jews, the chosen ones, they turned away from worshiping him over and over and over. And we learn that God gets angry with them. He desires their worship. He desires their attention. They were, as we are, created for his pleasure.
Amen.
That's what he created humankind for his pleasure. And he gets so angry at them, but the takeaway, mercy triumphs over judgment. Over and over and over again. What a father. What an absolutely loving father. Man, it makes me just love him even more as I read these passages and I see who he is, what he's all about.
Beautiful.
He wants to have relationship with us. He wants us to take pleasure in him. And moreover, he wants to take pleasure in us.
Excellent.
Wow. Me. Wow. Sinner. Unsaved sometimes in my actions, it appears. But he loves me and wants to draw me to himself.
Beautiful.
He has dealt with the sin. He's taken care of it. And now he wants fellowship and relationship. He wants to play.
Yeah.
And he wants to see me play in righteousness and enjoy who he created me to be also. Let's stand and let's say this verse together from the Passion Translation. But
amazingly,
God
so full of compassion, still forgave them. He covered over their sins with his love, refusing to destroy them all. Over and over, he held back his anger, restraining wrath to show them mercy.
And if
Amen.
He can do it, and he lives in you, so can you. You don't have to judge your fellow man. Extend the mercy of God to them. And that will come in
Excellent.
As important as we take communion and we forgive those who've trespassed against us also. Amen. He's got it. It's there for us. It's there for us to enjoy.
Beautiful.
Let's enjoy forgiving. Let's enjoy our God. Pastor Kev, teach
Amen,
us
Pastor
more.
Sherry.
Amen.
Come on, you can join me. Absolutely powerful. Powerful.